Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But guys, I want to share, you know, I was thinking about this, that we only have one life. We talked about this in the beginning of the first hour, but we only have one life. God doesn't give us five or six or seven. You know, we don't come back, you know, into a cow or anything like that. We only have one life on earth, just one. Mm-hmm. And I love what David, King David, wrote in the Psalm 39:4. And you could hear his heart cry in this psalm. He says, show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You made my days a handbreadth. The span of my years is nothing before you. Everyone is a breath, even those who seem secure. Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. I mean, it's sobering to consider one's life. It's a sobering thing, you know, to think and to pause and to think about, okay, my life here. And many, I believe, are living aimlessly. They're tossed, you know, back and forth by every, you know, wind, everything that's going on, without any true sense of purpose or direction. I mean, just look at it. Content to watch reality TV instead of living a true reality, instead of living a life filled with purposeful aim reality.
Right.
And they're just living for the moment. Just living for the moment. Even there's a phrase that's been out here for a little while that people have been saying. It's called YOLO. And it stands for you only live once. YOLO. Meaning do whatever you want to do and give no concern about the consequences. Just go for it. Mm-hmm. Just go for it. You only live once. The problem with that is that, yeah, you're right. You only live once, but the consequences of wrong living will affect you for eternity. You're right. You only live once. So it's not do anything and throw off any kind of concerns or restraint and just live recklessly because you only live once. But it's just the complete opposite, because you only live once.
That's right.
Because your feet only touch this soil once. What you do with your life will not only have tremendous significance for yourself, for your family, but for all eternity. I'm talking about eternity here. So many times we look back at history and we look at people's lives and you look back and you see someone that's blessed and you look back and then they start talking about, well, you know, my grandfather and my great-grandfather and they did this and you saw that somebody's life counted. They made their life count. How many immigrants have come across to this country with nothing, with zero, nothing. Mm-hmm. And because they got to work, they believed in the dream, they had a vision, they just worked hard, they started to do something, they started to create something, and now you see businesses in your own community that say 50 years in running, since 1906, since 1855, since whatever, this thing has been going on, and it's because somebody recognized that they only lived once. And we got to recognize it as believers that we're only passing through, that we're not serving just our generation, but we're serving the generation that is to come, right?
That's right.
But a person that truly gets this, they understand this. They really understand, too, that there are eternal consequences to how we live. I mean, our decision, the greatest decisions that we'll ever make concerning our, you know, in our life, our greatest decision is, what are we going to do with this amazing man, Jesus? What are we going to do with him? Is he going to be the Lord of our life? And what we do with that one decision will affect all eternity, and how we live our life will affect all eternity. Proverbs says that a wise man, a wise woman gives thought to their ways. And I just think about this, guys. How many times do people sit back and evaluate what they're doing? They evaluate their life. They evaluate their impact. They evaluate why they're working at their job, why they're living in a certain place. Why do they keep certain friends and acquaintances and run in certain circles? Why? Why? Like Missy Edwards says, what's the point?
Yeah, right.
Why? And it's been my experience. It's been my experience that many people are not in tune with reality when it comes to life. Just not in tune with it. I mean, most feel that they're going to live a very, very long life.
Yeah.
And are shocked when someone's life is cut short. I mean, just shocked. But where I want to know, I mean, just let me know, is every single person promised a long life? I didn't get that memo. I mean, forward it to me.
Nope.
But think about it. Who's we don't know. We don't know what life holds. Or they live with the idea that I'm not going to get sick. I don't believe sickness is of God. I don't, claim. I don't want to receive any of them. And I believe in divine health. I believe in divine healing.
Right.
But people in this world do get sick, and they're shocked. And what's more shocking is that they weren't prepared for it. Like now they begin to live. You know what I mean? Like they give no thought of all the things that could happen that could dramatically alter their life. And why does it take having a disease, a life-ending disease? Why does it take a cancer? Why does it take something that's going to shut your life down for someone to grasp and say, oh my goodness, I only have one life. And now I'm going to live it. I'm going to do a bucket list. I'm going to do this. Wait a minute. What? Why did something tragic have to wake us up? And at that particular point, if it happens later in your life and you've been just cruising through, you realize of all the wasted years, all the wasted time, all the frivolous things that were done with no eternal significant value for Jesus. And God has put us on this earth. If you're a Christian today, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, God has called you to bear fruit, and much fruit that will last. He's going to inspect it. We got to have fruit for him. Right. And the question is, what are we going to have when we see him? We're going to see him face to face. I don't want to come, He's going to reward us. I always say, I want a good crown. I don't want a Burger King crown. I want a real crown.
I want the real deal.
I want the real deal because I want to lay something at his feet. I don't want the tan, can you imagine some people can get a tan crown, a bronze crown, gold. And I believe this is going to be a Burger King crown for somebody. It's like, and when you get your crown, when you get your reward, you're going to hold it and you're going to... The only thing you can do is just cast it at his feet and say, I'm not even worthy of this. I'm not even worthy of this. And I don't want to pull a Burger King crown off my head and say, here you go, Lord. I want to have something to give him because I believe I'm going to see him face to face. And that's your hope if you know him as your Lord and Savior. But I want to challenge us to number our days, to recognize that we have this one life. And what you do with this one life matters. You can make a change today. Don't be sick. Don't wait for something to happen. Don't wait for something to happen. But allow yourself to be awakened even now. Even now.
It's not a coincidence that you're sitting here listening to me. You've got one life to live. You've got one opportunity to let your light shine and darkness. One opportunity to explore what the power of God can do through a yielded vessel. This is it. Something within you can say, God, I want my life to count. God, I do not want to waste my life. People who do not know the Lord ask us, why in the world we waste our lives as missionaries? So they fail to recognize that they too are expending their lives. And when the bubble has burst, they'll have nothing of eternal significance to show for the years, the lives that they have wasted. Methodist preacher W.E. Sangster said, how shall I feel at the judgment? If multitudes of missed opportunities pass before me in full review, and all my excuses prove to be disguises of my cowardice and pride. Come on. What's stop? Is it fear of man? Fear of failure? Just a history of spiritual apathy? Is it the inability to get out of a rut? What's stopping you? If your life is right with him, look in the mirror and say, God is with me. God is in me. I want my life to count. You say, what do? Go after him. Seek his face. Cry out. Shut off the TV. Turn off the computer. Put away the unnecessary distractions. Cancel some of the unnecessary appointments. Go after God. Seek his face. Pour through his word. Read things. Listen to things that stimulate you, charge you, and then walk in the light you have.
That was so powerful. That was so powerful. That was Dr. Brown charging us. And I'm charging you today. I mean, what would happen if you woke up? What would happen if you were really, really awake? What would happen if you gave Jesus your whole life and held nothing back? Think about the possibilities. Think about it. What would happen if you let go of your fears and went after Jesus with everything you had, with every bit of viper? What would happen if you truly sold your life for Jesus and for the gospel? Mm-hmm. I mean, John 12:24 says, "Verily, truly, I say to you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." I mean, the sowing of your life can turn an entire people. Don't let nothing get in your way of giving Jesus everything. Refuse to watch others go after God and be used by God. Make your life count. Live with eternity stamped on your mind. That's what Leonard Ravenhill said. Live with eternity stamped on your mind. And I love what Jim Elliot said. He said, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Give it all for Jesus, the one life that you have. Because we're talking about one life. Just one. Just one life we've been given. And we talked about how life is just a mere vapor. And we're here today, and literally, I mean, we're gone tomorrow. We have often spoken about how life just seems to be just flying by. And how you have to force time to comply with your destiny. But you've got to wake up. You've got to wake up and understand that, you know, we've got to live reality. We can't watch reality. We have to live reality. And that's not even real. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been given a life. And I love what David wrote. I mean, it's just so beautiful. It's just so inspired by God. But he says, "You made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you, and each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you." I want to tell you that we can gain all these things, you know, material things on this world, and we can do the things that people are living for and going here and going there. But you got to ask yourself, what of all of this has significant eternal value? What matters in the end? And the question is, you know, is what you're living for worth Jesus Christ dying for?
Right.
What are we living for? What are we living for? And it's nothing. There's nothing more beautiful than to know that you have given your life for the cause of Christ, that you've given your life to leave an impact for someone, that you've touched someone, and that you've touched God. There's a place where you can walk with God. I mean, I think about Enoch and how the Word of God tells us that Enoch walked with God and was no more. I mean, Enoch did not die. God just took him up. God just took Enoch up. And there's a place, there's a place, and you look throughout the Old Testament, you hear, and he walked with God, and Abraham walked with God, and Enoch walked with God, and Elijah walked with God. You can walk with God today. You can walk with God, and you can allow him to touch you in such a way that he will use you for greater and amazing things. He specializes in taking the nobodies. I mean, just look at us. And he'll touch you so that you can touch others. He'll touch you so that you can touch others for him. And your life right now is God's gift to you. But what you do with your life is your gift to him. What type of gift will you have for him? I pray that it's a good one. And so we have one life. Let's give that whole life to him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.